Carpe diem. You won't live long enough to see who will win the next election. The blood clot deep within your artery, breaking free. You and I won't make it to those island dunes we planned on getting lost in. All the money gone. I tried to tell you not to worry about if the per diem would be enough to cover everything we had in mind. I tried insisting it was time for us to splurge. Go ahead and come on my chest, I said. This is close as we're going to get to play now, pay later. You mumbled something about desiring and resisting, resisting and desiring, thanking me for breaking the cycle. Your cum drying on my face that I refused to wash off as we lay there stunned, the TV on with the sound off. Forget about where the remote ended up. Forget about how much room service was going to cost us. After being locked up for 5 whole days, a do not disturb sign hanging on the other side of a boutique hotel door, undisturbed. So what if you ultimately lost your kid, or if I lost my job? So what if our carefully guarded names were nothing more than shit by the time we walked out of there, smelling like French milled soap? Even sneaking out an extra bar from the undocumented worker's cart when she had turned a blind eye. Forget about leaving any kind of decent tip when we had clearly outstayed our welcome. Nor does it matter whose name we chose to register under. Smart enough to pay cash, leave no paper trail behind for the resentment patrol to find. If we had to do it all over again, is not even a question. Maybe we were incredibly selfish, stupid, to think we'd get away with any of it. Smartphone discarded under the bed, meaning one of us would eventually have to go back and answer those messages and texts that kept on coming. Even you would have agreed things had gone on for far too long.